from WILL's Illinois Newsroom. This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Wednesday, August 11th. Coming up, in the third and final part of our series on how HIV has affected black women, we hear from a woman who's lived with the virus for more than 30 years. That story in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. A Northwestern University expert is working with Illinois teachers to make them clear on core aspects of media literacy. He recently spoke with reporter Maureen McKinney about what might be expected a year from now when public students will begin a required unit of study on the topic.
Michael Spikes was on a team of educators who helped to write the definition of media literacy in the law that Governor J.B. Pritzker recently signed. He expects teachers throughout the state to weave media literacy concepts into core subjects such as English, social studies, and science.
What media literacy is a collection of knowledge and a collection of skills that lead students to access, analyze, and think about their own uses of media and to make them more mindful media consumers and creators.
He said media literacy allows students to be able to ask smart questions about what they see. I'm Maureen McKinney.
Students and teachers in Illinois are heading back to the classroom beginning this week, and after Governor J.B. Pritzker's new executive order, they'll be wearing masks. But after the head of a national teachers union over the weekend said she supported mandating COVID vaccines for teachers, the president of the Illinois Education Association signaled her union could be open to a sort of mandate. IEA President Kathy Griffin says school districts first need to be willing to bargain with their local teachers union.
Oftentimes when you say bargain, everybody thinks you're saying no, and that's not true. What we're asking as far as bargaining is making sure that the processes are put into place. What are the processes for those employees who, due to medical or religious reasons, are not able to be vaccinated?
Many colleges and universities around the U.S. and in Illinois have already adopted COVID vaccine mandates for students and faculty, but similar requirements have not been adopted in K-12 schools. A special Champaign County Board committee has 3 months to come up with a plan to resolve the county's jail issues. County board members voted unanimously last night to create the committee and gave it a November deadline. Illinois Newsroom's Jim Meadows reports.
The seven-member committee, 4 Democrats and 3 Republicans, is supposed to come up with a plan for closing Champaign County's deteriorating jail in downtown Urbana while finding a way to pay for renovating and expanding the satellite jail. Republican Stan Harper, who will serve on the new committee, says the matter can't wait any longer.
We're one major catastrophe in the jail, either staff or inmate-wise, that could cost this county millions of dollars.
Meanwhile, the county board gave its tentative approval to Sheriff Dustin Harmon's request for nearly $500,000 to move up to 70 inmates, mostly from the downtown jail, to jails in other counties for the rest of the year due to a shortage of correctional officers. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Newsroom.
County officials reported 54 new COVID-19 cases yesterday in Champaign County. The number of active cases is up to 675, a 140% increase compared to case numbers 2 weeks ago. And on Monday, Carle Hospital in Urbana reported 50 total patients are currently hospitalized with COVID-19. That's the highest number since early February. 9 of those 50 patients are in the ICU. And the CDC considers the level of viral transmission in Champaign County and all surrounding counties to be high and recommends mask wearing in all indoor public spaces. Coming up, we'll hear from a woman who's been living with HIV for more than 30 years. The third and final part of our series from Side Effects Public Media is coming up next on 217 Today.
Food is at the center of our lives here in Illinois. All of us eat it, many of us grow it, some of us might be struggling to afford it. I'm Dana Cronin, Illinois Newsroom's agriculture reporter. I'm working to tell the stories that affect us all, from the food supply chain to food insecurity. Listen for my reports on AM 580 and FM 90.9, and look for my stories online at illinoisnewsroom.org.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Sheila Muhammad tested positive for HIV more than 30 years ago, and her life quickly changed. But as the years passed, attitudes and treatments of HIV changed. Muhammad spoke with Side Effects Public Media's Darian Benson about the power of education and understanding of the virus.
My name is Sheila Muhammad. I'm 57 years old. I have 3 children and 7 grandchildren and 4 great. I actually got it 1990. Yeah, I think it was January of 1990. That's what it was. Because I was pregnant with my son. Well, actually, my husband was the first one. He was messing around with the IV drugs, and I had to put him in a rehab hospital. And while he was there, they did the testing. And then he called me and told me the terrible news. Just kept crying, stayed in the bed, and just cried. Prayed and cried. Women, we have our children. You know, if you have children, that's probably the thing we have to do most, take care of our children. We have to still cook and clean and, you know, do all the things that, you know, a mom would do, still dealing with, you know, our own issues. I was kind of worried that after my husband died, I'm visually impaired. So I kind of thought, you know, people would, social workers or whatever would come to my house and tell me I'm not doing a good job with my kids because I have this going on and I'm blind and, you know, and all of that. I can honestly say I have lost a lot of friends, people who I thought were friends through this process of being ill. But I've also gained a lot of other true friends. You know, you just find out who your true friends are when you're in a crisis. When HIV came out, it scared everybody. So I think basically it just kind of scared people away because they didn't know, you know, how, you know, you can get it, you know, if you shook their hand or drunk behind them or, you know, whatever. So, yeah, I think that was, you know, part of the problem of losing friends. But then also it's just the ignorance of people, you know, when they don't educate themselves. Thankfully, it has changed. There's a lot of education stuff out there, and people have changed. We have support groups. They start and stop off and on, but when we do have them, I'm usually there. It's very important because, you know, a lot of us women, sometimes we feel like we don't have anybody to talk to, and it's always good if you can find that one. You know, you always think you're alone, and it's always that one person that is probably dealing with the same thing, and you won't know until you come together and start talking. And then you find out, wow, we're dealing with the same thing. So it's not that death sentence that it used to be. And people do want to learn about it and understand it and stuff. So, no, it's not that same scare that it was like 20, 30 years ago. No. No, people are understanding it, and they're really you know, dealing with people who have it, you know, and understanding what they go through. You definitely need to get educated. I mean, there's always room for more. You know, if they found a cure, that would be wonderful. You can live with this virus. You can have a very good life living with the virus.
That was Sheila Muhammad of South Bend, Indiana. She spoke with Side Effects Public Media's Darian Benson. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says partly cloudy skies today with the chance of thunderstorms up to a high of 91 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Carolina Garibay. Reporting today contributed by Maureen McKinney, Hannah Meisel, and Jim Meadows. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Mulmean. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow.